SneakJessandDucko, welcome to the podcast, everybody.
Hello, strap in for a wonderful 4th of July show.
Yeah, in fact, one of the funnest parts of the show, I think, was right at the end. We didn't even plan it, but we were talking about facts of animals.
Yes.
Do you know if the end of the show makes it to the podcast?
I don't know, actually.
Yeah, I don't know if it does.
I've done snooze, but she's not out there. I don't know where she is.
Maybe it won't be there. Maybe it was only for the people that were listening live.
Maybe. Like
we can ask to put it in this episode,
yeah,
maybe.
I think
yeah,
we
it's
need
important
to credit
that we do now that we've mentioned it.
We did a
yeah.
5-minute spot on quokkas feeding their kids to prey.
Yeah, lobbing them at
predators.
Well, it's not like they cook them and serve them up. They just piff them at them.
Does our last break of the show make it on the podcast? No, she said no. Can we make this one make it on the podcast? Yep, she said yes. We're in.
Great. Okay, great.
Are you talking to anyone?
All right, great. Yeah, but that was a bit of fun.
And we've learned something, Gilly. We don't Google fun facts about anything. We Google all the facts.
Yep.
Yes.
Because you unfortunately Googled fun facts only before naming your band, doing your due diligence.
Yep.
Sadly missed out on quite a disturbing fact about the humble quok.
I know, but, and I was thinking about this, how many animals do you think in the real world don't have a disturbing fact about them? Like they're living their lives.
Yeah, they've all got to survive somehow, right?
Yeah, they're not being humane.
Oh, sloths.
Nothing wrong with. Do you know what I learned about sloths,
though? They've got big claws.
Attenborough. Yeah. You know what? Not so much about the harm they're doing to anyone, but they are disgusting creatures.
Well, they're a sloth.
Underneath their, like, I don't know how they get this done. Oh, yeah. I don't think it was Attenborough. It was Barack Obama's doco. Did you ever watch his?
He did a doco on sloth.
He did something on like the natural world.
Right,
sloths was part of an episode. And his camera is unbelievable. Like got inside the fur of a sloth.
Oh, it's a metropolis.
Oh my God. Think of the busiest place you know and times it by 10.
Is that this doco that he did?
Kakadu National Park.
The one about Kakadu. Yeah. Exactly. Not that wasn't where sloths live.
No.
But yes, the camera went inside the sloth's
Yuck.
Fur and on its flesh is living a whole community of various critters and creatures.
It's a symbiote. Biotic relationship, though. They both get benefits.
What does the sloth get out of it?
Well, it gets...
Friends.
Just a bit of company.
Hello.
Yeah, and they're so slow. It gets the dead skin eaten off and the bacteria eaten away.
Yep. It's like having crabs as a bloke. It's not all downsizes, you know? Gilly, take it from here.
Did you say downsizes or downsize? Is it chewing away at your knob, is it?
Gilly?
I mean, the meds are delicious.
The crabs, they trim back the pubes for you. It's a whole thing.
I need that right now.
You need crabs.
Not crabs.
That's what I thought you said.
You just said you need crabs.
You need to trim the pubes.
Need to trim.
Thanks for letting us know. You really opened up this morning.
What happened today that you've gone, oh, I need to trim?
Yeah.
Can you feel it?
I'd prefer not to say.
Oh, what
is there
happened?
A metropolis of critters?
It's an ecosystem down there.
Are they sticking out of the top of your jeans?
Guys, we need to issue an apology. We need to issue a correction.
Yes.
On this show. We make mistakes, but we're going to own them as well.
We got to, man. You got to fall on your sword sometimes.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
right.
Exactly. It is the sign of a good person who can admit fault. What's that saying?
Yeah.
There's something about that.
Yeah, something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, you get it.
Anyway, we're great.
We're great 99.9% of the time.
We made a mistake and now we're owning it, which makes us awesome.
I know, that's the 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's a pretty damaging mistake, though, when you find out what we've done.
Yeah. We suck.
So we're so sorry, but last week we mentioned a sky cruise vessel, right? It was designed with 20 nuclear-powered engines, an AI pilot, could be in the air for years and could harbour 5,000 people in luxury.
Yeah, that's right.
Right. It's
shopping
the big
center.
Flying hotel, theatres, gyms,
and
shopping
And we
malls.
Said, who'd want to do this and how do they get on
how
and off
How do you
it?
Get on and how do you get off?
Well, turns out that it was posted on Reddit originally and the original creator has come out and said, while I love the attention, what I learned from this experience is if you're going to use a realistic animation for a design concept, make sure you put in a disclaimer that it's just CGI. It's not real. It's not going to happen. I don't have designers on board making this. I just thought it'd be cool.
A lot of people did say this guy obviously has no idea about physics and reality.
Yes.
And he has come out being like, no, I don't.
There was lifts on the outside of the plane, remember? And we're like, how is that going to work?
There was a 360-degree sky deck for views of the clouds.
That's right. Yeah.
Just cradled on like this little claw on one of the wings was a jumbo jet.
Yes.
That's how big it was.
Yeah, it was big.
And look, there was a brief moment there where I think we nearly caught ourselves. This is us chatting about it last week. This reeks of a guy who's just big ideas, no idea how it can happen. It's just like, I have an idea too. It's about a robot that creates food out of nothing and creates the exact movie that you want to watch the second that you want to watch it.
That's Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yep. Now, yep. Reading between the lines there, maybe we were a bit sus on it, but we didn't quite catch it.
And also, you got the plot to Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs. That having
I know.
Seen.
You
try, excited about?
Yeah. Try and pull another movie plot out of your bum and maybe it hasn't been made and we could make it and become millionaires.
Yeah. It's a great idea.
Pretty good. Because you're obviously on the finger on the pulse was there.
I know, but it's such a shame that Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs has already happened.
One and two, actually.
Oh,
what? There's a two?
There's a two. You know that great, there's a leak in the boat. Ah! It's an actual leak.
Nah, I can't say I've seen it or know any of the quotes.
It's a fantastic film.
I'll take your word for it.
Is it Raining Meatballs again?
Yeah. In number two?
Yeah.
Oh, no, the food's like alive and it's, you know, you got to care about the food now because the food's alive.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
So it's like more mouths to feed. It's a whole thing, Gilly.
Did they steal it from, I think it's the old Nigerian, like, tale about how the sky became blue and how the ground grew food.
Oh, I don't know that tale.
You used to be able to, back in the day, just pick food from the sky, whatever you felt like. You just grab it from the sky. But the sky got angry because people were getting too greedy and too picky.
That would happen.
And then they took too much and the sky was like, that's it. I'm just going to be blue and have the sunshine. And the ground's like, hey, if you look after me, I'll grow some food for you.
Oh,
and that's how it happened, is it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Can we make that into a movie?
We could try.
Anyway, the Redditor has said, we can dream about a legit sky cruise, can't we?
Yeah. So it's wrong. It's not real. It's not happening.
It's not real. It's fake not news. Happening. Unless somebody somehow defies physics and makes this in the next, I don't know, 400 years.
Okay.
Jeez. How could we report on something else so fake?
I know.
Yeah, so we're sorry.
Let's be better at, you know, picking apart things, team.
Yes. Mm. Mm. Yeah.
And brainstorm some more movie ideas.
Yeah.
Trending right now at hits.com.au.
Oh, it's been a woolly old weekend of rain this weekend, and we were hearing, you know, rumours that might be an East Coast low hitting us, that all kinds of stuff is going to happen, so we thought we'd get Mish in. Hamish, our news guru, to try and find out exactly what's going to happen rain-wise this week. How you going, mate?
Oh, I'm very well. Very well. I love woolly as an expression for that weather, because it's so apt.
Where did that come from?
Wild and woolly weather.
Wild and woolly.
I don't know, but it seems, you know, rug up.
Yes. Mish, we've had you in the studio before because you're an avid green thumb. Yes. Did your garden make it over the weekend? Because it was wet.
My parsley
is under 2 feet of water. I'm like, see you later. Never mind.
Yeah, no, we've got a pool with a herb garden. It's going to be a lot of recovery this week, goodness. Unfortunately. But yeah, no, this rain's set to continue for quite a few days to come.
Right.
I looked on Bomb this week and said 100% chance of rainfall until like Thursday. I was like, no, come on.
Yeah, well, look outside. It's not raining at the moment.
That's it.
Across Newcastle at the moment. Yeah. Maitland had got a bit of a heavy spell last night. But apparently the rain is going to continue up until Sunday in some form or another. Like, it might ease off by Friday. But yeah, an East Coast low. It's now weakened into a trough. But still heavy rain's expected though.
Okay.
For the next few days.
And Maitland apparently this morning going to reach its lower flood level?
At the bridge there, it's expected to hit the minor flood level by around 9 o'clock today.
Okay.
Keep an eye on that one, but it probably will increase throughout the day, maybe to a moderate level. We'll just check that one. Certainly, the Wollumbine Brook, another usual suspect when it comes to flooding, it's going to hit the moderate level tonight at around Bulga. So yeah, we'll keep an eye on those ones.
Any reports of damage over the weekend, Hamish? Has the SES put any call-outs or anything like that for measures moving forward?
There's been a lot across the state. Not so much here. Certainly, you know, they have been getting some call-outs, though, for damage to houses. But roads is at the moment, Tom and Go, it's closed. Yeah, we're getting an idea about what kind of damage the storms have had over the last day or so. But not to do with the La Nina as well.
We've found out Gilly's ex La Nina just left.
Yes.
And then this just kicks in.
I know.
You
know?
Who's this scorned lover?
Who is
Gilly?
This disgruntled ex?
It's
just a low pressure system.
Of course.
Wow. You know?
The old low pressure system.
It's a bit of a trough by the sounds of things.
Hello, Hayley.
Good to hear it's been downgraded.
Right, okay. So it's not La Nina.
Normally
it's
hard
to
downgrade her, you know? All right. What do you need?
Careful, you'll annoy her again.
And is it sitting around the whole week? Is that?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's because of the warm sea surface temperatures with the cold air in the atmosphere, apparently. That's what's causing this unseasonably heavy rain, particularly along the coast. But it is stretching a fair way inland.
Mish, we've got 30 mums heading out on Friday night. Yes. We're going to need to have a word to someone.
Right.
We just learned about a Mexican mayor who married an alligator, who apparently is the the deity for Mother Earth.
Yes.
Who do we need to be getting in touch with just to keep it clear Friday night?
Yeah.
I don't know. Have to do some sort of anti-rain dance, I suppose.
Yes,
we have
exactly.
to do some sort of effigy.
Yes, we'll get on to that.
Gilly needs to take out the pins from his ex-voodoo doll. And we need to just...
Yes. Yes.
I shall not. Not after what she did to me.
And yes, I was on Today's Show weekend. Today's Show of the weekend.
Oh my God, Gilly, you set your alarm?
We did. We
me
set
too.
Our alarm.
We all watched it.
Sat down with the twins and they were furious because we watched you cross, but then I had to turn the TV off because, you know, not too much TV.
Mm.
Tantrums all over the place and we had to turn it off.
Oh, Angus was the same. Yeah. I want to watch more. What's going on in Melbourne and what's going on in all the other cities? But it was wonderful to see you are the New South Wales... What are we calling you? Weekend correspondent for what's going on?
What's going on? So it's going to it's starting off for the first 2 months. So this one, the next one, it's just a once a month thing. Hopefully it becomes a regular weekly thing.
Yes.
I'll be all around New South Wales. Hopefully I can do a few here in Newcastle.
But yeah,
I did
for members
to go to
of the
Sydney.
Hit family, why are you in Sydney? Because it was a state thing.
Yes.
Obviously they wanted to start the first one in Sydney.
Sydney.
There was a bit going on, so like, you had to travel down.
Yeah. It was like state versus state. You have a minute to whip around the country. What's happening there? What's happening there? Live TV. Because of all the rain... They put me at the Lego store in Bondi Junction.
And genuinely, we rip into each other a lot in this show, but as a proud dad moment, if they cancel the segment, it's not because of you. You killed it.
Thank you, mate. So impressive. For anyone who doesn't understand live mediums, like radio is one thing. You know, we look at each other and we put, you know, you can look in each other's eyes and that's really your audience. And sometimes you go, okay, I'm just talking to my mates and you can relax into a little bit, even though you know there's the audience outside. Whereas live television, there is a camera.
Yeah, you can't see anything.
In your face.
A time limit.
You can't see Dickie or Belinda Russell.
No,
they're just in my ear.
Yeah, the studio's in my ear, like 30 seconds, 10 seconds, start to wrap it up.
Put us in your head as it's coming to you. You can hear the Gold Coast going.
Yeah, so they sort of just say, we're going to start soon. And then you hear them go. And you're just on camera smiling, but you don't know if you're actually on, but you're in the box on the screen. And they go, crossing to you next. And they're like, all right, Nick Allen. They got my name wrong. We'll get into that.
Yep.
And Nick Allen Duckett's in Sydney. What's going on? Then you do your spiel and they're in your ear going, wrap it up, or 30 seconds. While you're
talking.
Yeah, while you're talking. So it's like the voice in your head while you're talking. And you've in the minute, you've got to get away. They wanted me to get away. Two things that are happening, like other parts of Sydney, plus where I was at the Lego store, plus there was the Lego CEO in Australia that I had to quickly chat to, plus get some kids in there and make it light and fun. And there was a lot of information to belt out.
You were given 60 seconds.
60 seconds. Yeah, you got to belt
it
out.
That's just dumb.
It was a bit on. So I've got the cross here. We'll cut it down a little bit, but this is sort of how it went down.
Nick Allen Duckett is there. What's up?
Yeah, Sydney's got it all. Those other cities were okay, but Sydney's the place to be. Plenty happening around town. We're at the Bondi Junction Lego store. Did you know Lego is celebrating its 90th anniversary, 90th birthday this year? So they've got Lego Con coming to Sydney Showgrounds. Tickets available 9 a.m. today from Eventbrite. You guys having some fun with Lego?
Yeah!
Let's play for it. Are we ever leaving this store?
No! Lego!
Lego! And check this out, guys. This is my favourite thing. Come on, guys. It wouldn't be Sydney without some beach action. And check out my good mate, Brick Fanning, over here. Brick Fanning's going to take some waves, guys. Let's jump on. You ready to go surfing? One, two, three. Oh! We'll be here all holidays.
Hang ten.
Yeah, liking the Brick Fanning gear as well, which I appreciated.
Fanning gear,
so no one had just briefed the pronunciation.
No,
Duckett.
Nick Allen Duckett is my name. Ducko's obviously. I want to get them to call me Ducko. TV's a bit more strict than radio, but we'll see how we go. I'm getting closer.
God, if they couldn't get Duckett, I'd love to see maybe Fartione if they'd had a crack. Duckett. All right, we can work on that.
Yeah, but when I could hear them in my ear, Nick Allen Duckett, I was like, I'll just let it go.
Also, for anyone who maybe missed it, there is the footage on Nick Jess Ducko Instagram right now. You can see the cross.
Yeah.
Just confirming. Yes. Who do you work for?
Yeah, Hit 106.9. They said I work for another radio station that was based in Sydney. Don't know how they got that wrong either. They said I was at Nova.
How long has it been since you've been there?
At Nova?
Like Sydney?
Oh, Nova Sydney?
Yeah.
5 years. Maybe more. Like 3 years since I've been at that company, so they obviously got that wrong in my name. So a few things to work on from their end.
From their end, 100%. You were stunning.
But what actually happened to me that morning, because we drove from Newcastle that morning, it was very early. What happened to me, I had the worst moment. I got out of the shower. It was very cold. Had a hot shower. As I put the towel in my head, I kinked my neck. And I was like, oh, I was like, that really kink where you can't like turn your neck. So I was like driving down the hallway to Sydney, like, oh no, I've got a neck kink. I've got to do live TV.
Going from cold to hot, your body freaked out.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to cross, like, just like talking to the kids, like moving my shoulders, looking down at the kids, trying to wrangle all the kids, getting them ready. Geez.
You wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have known.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys. Thanks for supporting. Thank you. I felt limp. It felt loose after it hurt. I was on the painkillers. You had to play through the pain.
But have you had some good feedback?
Yeah. I mean, I think so. Everyone, thanks to the Newcastle community, they watched it and got around it as well. Yeah. Everyone seemed to love it.
Dickie, I'm sure, slid into the DMs.
Obviously. Me and Dickie got drinks that night. And like, you're a natural kid. The funniest though was when I was surfing, because I jumped on Brick Fanning, which was like a big surfer, and you jump on the surfboard, and I practiced with the kids. I had about 12 kids there, and I was the only one wrangling them. Luckily, I've done kids TV. So I practiced with them. They're really good kids. And as I'm jumping on the surfboard, there's this one little girl who's just facing me in front of me. So on the camera, it's just the back of her head. I'm trying to like rise up to get over her. We finished. I was like, yeah, one job!
Her mum has gone viral as a result of explaining what her five-year-old does. And our two nearly five-year-old twins, they love cracking eggs. Like if you're baking something or making scrambled eggs, they have to be a part of it. Mm. But this particular mum's five-year-old, the moment before cracking them, draws a little face on the eggs.
Gets a little Sharpie or something.
Gets a little Sharpie, draws a little face on it. And then immediately before cracking goes, goodbye, my babies.
That's pretty funny.
Why?
It's so weird.
Because five.
Yeah, because why not?
That's the best I can do.
Did she give more? When did it start? Who thinks to go, you know what will be fun?
Yeah.
I'll draw a face on this bad boy.
Yeah.
And then crack it.
And then crack it and kill it.
And
like,
hang on, now I'll
give it a bit of personality. Yeah.
She then goes on to say, I live with this person. I have to go to sleep with them in the other room.
That is creepy.
And it reminds me of my nearly five-year-old Otis. So he told me just the other day, he goes, I need to tell you something, Dad, when we're in the driveway. I was just like, absolutely, mate. Just tell it to me. And he goes, no, I'm going to whisper it to you. Mm. I was like, okay. So that's already adds an element.
Already children of the corn. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's like, just tell me, mate. You know, you can tell me whatever you want to. And he goes, no, I don't want Harriet to hear. And I'm like, okay. So I bend down and he cups, goes right. The great thing about five-year-olds is their lips have to be touching your ear canal. And goes, I'm going to put a monster truck on your head. I'm like, well, that'd kill me. So I don't really want you to whisper that in my ear. I'm like, why would you do that? And he goes, it would be funny.
Not a toy monster truck that he has in his collection. He wants to drive a truck over you.
A monster truck.
Had you denied him some Paw Patrol or something? What had you done to anger the small boy?
I don't know. Yeah. We were just playing happily without tennis ball on a string.
That's even creepier then. It was reactionary.
Oh, it's because you were playing tennis ball on a string. What year is it?
What am I, Oliver Twist? Oh, God. I like this one from Alana. She got in touch on the Nick Justaco Instagram page.
Mm.
She said, my son was a toddler and used to cry in his sleep and would say, it's so cold. The water is so cold. One day he saw a picture of the Titanic and got really upset, saying, I remember being on that ship.
No.
That was the water. That was cold.
I mean, it was.
Creepy.
It was
that is creepy.
Cold.
It's like you always see the kids that can see grandma or granddad that's passed away in the corner of the room.
Yeah. Yes.
That's freaky. Abby said, when my son was four, he always told myself and my partner that we weren't his mum and dad and that he has a real mum and dad, but they died in a house fire and he was left all alone. He used to listen to very old music. I feel like he may be an old soul.
Oh my God, I picture just like a small child with a record player.
Yes.
Just
scratching.
Putting on Sinatra or something. Yeah.
With that gramophone speaker.
Yeah,
literally. creepy kids.
Where do I get this stuff from?
Yeah, I know. 13 10 60. Creepy kids, give us a call.
Yeah, do you have one?
Do you have one?
Don't put them on the phone, we'll freak out. you just tell us the story.
Can win a 50-minute sauna session at the Dig as well, just for nominating your creep. Eleanor's in East Maitland on 13 10 60. Talk to us, Eleanor. Do you have a creepy kid?
She was 13 at the time, so I wouldn't say so much of a kid, but it never experienced like this before.
Yeah.
I am in bed asleep and I've woken up to my daughter just staring at me at the door. I looked over, I'm like, what's wrong, babe? And she goes, I can't go back to bed. I was like, why, what's wrong? And she goes, because they're dead. Everyone's dead. I'm like, well, what do you mean? She was like, there's blood everywhere. So I've jumped up and she's gone out to the kitchen and was pacing. And I'm looking around. I'm like, what's wrong? And she started like shaking and panicking. She goes, they're all dead. All my brothers, my sisters, they're all dead.
What?
I was like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I couldn't, it took me a minute to realize that she was sleepwalking. But yeah, it freaked me out.
Oh my gosh.
That would be so creepy.
That's gross.
Wide open. She was like, her face was pacey. I didn't know what was going on.
Had she ever sleepwalked before?
No, that was a first.
Oh. Her debut sleepwalk is they're dead, pleasant. They're all dead.
Oh, did you speak to her about the next day? Like, do you remember that? And did she remember it?
No, she doesn't remember it, but yeah, I spoke to her about it and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, Mum.
Oh, that is so creepy.
Oh my God.
13 as well, it's old where you actually like you kind of take them seriously.
Yeah, it's not just toddle back to bed, love. Of course they
all do.
Jeez, all right.
Wow, thank you for that terrifying tale. Amanda's in Alamore Vale. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, how you going?
Excellent. Do you have a creepy kid?
Yes, I do. He's 6 years old and he has an imaginary friend named Jericho. And he says that Jericho is from America and his parents died in a car accident when he was about 6 or 7. So he says that now we're his parents and, he's had him for about 4 years.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
This isn't just a phase.
Yeah.
And how far does the altered reality go? Do you need to feed Jericho a real meal or anything like that?
Yes. Sometimes Jericho's naughty, so we have to tell him to be good and that, you know, what he's doing is naughty and it's not allowed.
Oh, my God. So your son is relaying to you that Jericho's been naughty. You need to punish him.
Yes. Yes.
Or is he just blaming Jericho for the mess that he made?
Yeah. He does naughty things and says it was Jericho.
You never know if it's true or not. But
no.
That's creepy.
Wow, for four years. Holy moly.
He got in the car one time and he got in his car seat and he said, oh, Mummy, can you see all of the coloured little dots floating around? And I was like, no, darling, I can't. And he said, well, they're in the seat behind you. And he burst into tears and he said, that means Jericho's dead.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez.
I know.
What do you do?
Where do they get this stuff from?
I don't know.
Well, Amanda, it sounds like you need to chill out and relax. So we're going to send you to our mates at the Dig Studio, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Release, heal, and renew.
Yes.
Maybe.
Don't take Jericho.
No, don't take Jericho.
Don't take Jericho. And don't take your little boy either.
Yeah.
Just
no, I won't.
Nice little sauna sesh for Mummy.
Yes. Yeah. Just what you need.
Thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, thank you.
But right now, boys, I have done a lot of Googling now after we just learnt, Gilly, you shared with us that Sky Cruise gigantic jumbo flying hotel of last week that took over the internet was a hoax.
Yeah.
Well, not really. It was just a CGI, very, very good CGI. So everyone thought it was real. This story, there's no CGI. This looks like a real human being and real reptiles.
Okay, great.
And this tradition dates back centuries, so there seems to be precedent that this is true.
Right.
But over the weekend, could you take us to Mexico, please, Ducko?
We don't come here enough.
We don't.
Ah.
Over the weekend.
I instantly have tequila in my head.
A Mexican mayor by the name of Victor Hugo Sosa. He's in the south. Victor Hugo Sosa. He is in the south part of Mexico there in a small village.
Yeah.
He got married, and it was obviously a great festival for the townspeople because he married an alligator.
Huh?
See you later, alligator.
Known as Little Princess. Little Princess is 7 years old, and they got married. She's wearing
a
wedding dress.
What's that in alligator years?
Great question. I'm not sure if it's the same as dogs.
They live forever, so.
She's actually 42. Got married to a reptile named Little Princess, an alligator, because they believe that alligators represent Mother Earth.
Okay.
And it is a centuries-old tradition where the politician or sort of the head of the village will marry the alligator in a full, like, full wedding. She's in a dress. They have had
the alligator's in
the alligator is in a dress. She's like a mini alligator. She's not one of these huge crocs we know here in Australia.
Right.
She's just a mini little lady. She can be carried in the arms.
Oh, she's a little one. Okay.
He's carrying her around. They have, sadly, taped her mouth shut.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's that happening? How's the kissing happening?
Yeah, Mayor Victor Hugo is smooching the alligator, just giving her a couple of pecks on the top of the head there.
Yeah.
On the snout. So had to obviously tape, which just feels really wrong.
Yeah.
All of this feels really wrong, but that image is a bit disturbing. Trumpets, drums, people dancing.
Yep.
And it's meant to bring an abundant harvest to local fishermen. And, like, there's okay. one thing going above and beyond. You know, Nuwatali, you know, they go above and beyond our local councillors, you know, to serve their community. I've not seen anyone marrying alligators.
Nuwatali, lift your game.
This screams.
For an abundant harvest.
Is this their version of Bob Catter?
I'm going to be still out there and very, very potent indeed.
You know, he's the crazy man up north.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
Really passionate.
Passionate.
A bit too passionate, some would say.
I could see him marrying an alligator just because.
Yep. Yeah, there was there was the godmother. I don't know what that means, the godmother of the alligator.
Side?
Yeah, the godmother of the alligator, but it was a lady.
Ah.
She was the basically the celebrant. She carried her in and passed her off to the mayor.
Right.
And I'm trying to work out, because as I said, it is centuries old, if he can now get married. Do you know what I mean? Like to a human lady?
Messy divorce.
Messy.
Oh, wouldn't that be hard? How would you tell her?
Yeah, she's getting everything. Surely you're just giving everything to keep little princess
please
happy.
Please don't eat me.
Yeah, please.
Just take the house.
You know
how they say sometimes if I want to threaten people, I go, I'll call my cousins.
Yeah.
And I go full, you know, Italian. Imagine the little princess going, I'll call my cousins.
Yeah. Oh, geez. Absolutely not.
You're not going to mess with the cousins of the little no princess.
Way.
No.
Yeah.
Also, Victor Hugo, is that the Les Mis author?
I don't know. Is
he named
Mayor Victor
Lame
Hugo Sozza?
I mean, the whole thing sounds ridiculous.
It does sound ridiculous. And now I'm just nervous now if we're going to find out later in the week.
It was fake.
This was all fake.
No, it couldn't
be. The vision is a real human. It's not CGI.
Isn't it funny, though? If you said any other country, I'd be like, this is fake. When I'm Mexico, I'm like, oh, yeah.
Does it fit? For
sure
an abundant
fits.
Harvest to local fishermen?
Yeah.
Or marry him.
I can see the Mexicans like, you know, oh, he married the alligator, you know.
Marry the gator.
I vote for him, I say.
Yeah. He's in, and he's going to be, hopefully, we wish them well.
Wish them a lifetime of happiness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well done. Hope you know, night of consummation.
Oh, goodness.
You know, the tape comes off.
Well.
You know.
Oh, my God, I thought you meant, like, the videotape. I was like, are they going to film it?
We're talking about a guy sleeping with an alligator here?
Yeah.
I take that back.
Hit 106.9 10K Alpha Bucks.
Giddy up, this would be great for a wet old Monday. You have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice, and if you're unsure of the question, just say pass. We come back if there's time. Stepping up today from Warners Bay, we've got Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hello, how are you?
Lisa, how was your wet old weekend?
Oh, look, I love the rain. Good time to stay inside and snuggle.
That's
right.
Cute. Yeah.
And what are you going to do with 10K, Lisa?
Oh, look, I've decided that I could pay some bills and probably have a mum night out, I reckon.
A mum night out? Okay,
yeah.
There you go.
Well, I hope you've headed to hit.com.au and registered for our Mum's Gone Wild. It's this Friday,
I've just
Lisa.
Been filled in, so
yes.
I definitely will be.
Yeah, it's going to be loose this Friday.
All right, well, Lisa. Your letter is C today.
Okay.
C for Cessnock.
Yeah.
C for Carrington. It is a solid letter. Are you ready to go?
Absolutely.
All righty. Your time will start after the first question. Starting with the letter C, we need you to name something you drink.
Cocktail.
A clothing brand.
Calvin Klein.
A boy's name.
Callum.
A star sign.
Capricorn.
A Disney character.
A pass.
A body part.
I don't want to say that.
We'll give it to you. Keep going.
A board game.
Chess.
A Mexican food.
Oh, no.
Lisa.
You didn't want to say chin.
Interestingly, the one that you were thinking of was not on our list.
No.
Definitely not.
But assuming we give you that one, you got six.
Oh, not too bad.
You also got a double pass to Where the Crawdads Sing, a preview screening, a strut into luxury and gold class at Event Cinemas Katara, which means that the only ones that you missed are Disney character Cinderella and a Mexican food, a churro, chimichanga, chili con carne.
Well done, Lace.
And there's so many body parts, like you got the chin, the cheek, the calf, the chest, the collarbone, the cervix.
Yep.
They were the ones I was thinking.
Obviously.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
We got a hot bob alert.
Huh?
G'day everyone. Today is an extremely exciting and historic day.
It's a common alert.
It is. Hot bob. Hot bob alert.
Bob alert.
You never had a hot bob alert?
I can't say I have.
Babe, you haven't lived.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Hot bob. Robert Irwin.
No.
Who doesn't want to be called Bob anymore. It's Robert.
Oh.
He has done over the weekend the cover shoot for Stella magazine. Oh. We're all familiar with Stella Mag, of course. Mm. He is 18. Did not know that. When did Bob Irwin become 18?
I know.
But anyway, looking sleek, buff and handsome are the reports. The pics are amazing. He shared them to his 3.4 million Instagram
so
followers.
Many, hey.
And he goes, well, this is a little bit different for me, but how fun. He actually went on to say, I've actually become known as the fashionable Irwin. He's
Look,
got a penchant
don't they all just
for
wear
fashion,
car key?
Philly. Yeah. Well, he goes, my dad wasn't exactly a fashion icon, but he was iconic just in the fact that he made car key cool. But he really likes getting into his threads and stuff. So he's rocking like a couple of polos, a nice little T-shirt, some double denim, and he actually looks amazing.
I'm not going to disagree that he's the fashionable Irwin, mainly because the bar isn't set that high.
How dare you?
Where Terry and Bindi are his competition.
Yeah. How dare you? How dare you? Anyway.
Like, people can't actually think Bob's attractive, can they?
Everyone is crushing on Bob. No. Oh, Robert Irwin is fine, one
what?
Person commented. I will finally admit I have a raging crush on him. Someone else wrote, Robert Irwin is incredibly hot. I've been on the Robert Irwin wave and people are just now seeing how hot and nice he is. Embarrassing for them.
He's just turned 18. How long have you been on this wave for?
Yeah.
her handle is Morg.
Oh, it's not Morg. It couldn't be my wife, could it?
Someone says, you have a backup career in modelling.
Oh, there you go.
Bob Irwin.
Good
Don't put the Irwins in a box, guys. No. Anyway, sleek, buff and handsome. Into his fashion.
I might go to Australia Zoo. We've got holidays coming up in August and we're actually pondering going.
Oh, you've got to go.
Should.
Maybe I'll go and crush on him and then I'll know.
Say hi to the Irwins for us.
I will.
Go Good see that big shirt. Macaw that featured in Bindi's wedding.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather
flew
see
the
a crocodile.
Rings down. How dare you?
Trending right now.
Okay, so there are three songs, guys, by Michael Jackson that have been removed from the internet.
Here I am, blanket.
We'll get to that in a minute, actually. Okay. That's obviously from what, South Park?
Yeah.
I think. Because people are speculating that they weren't sung by him.
So what do you mean? So it says Michael Jackson, but maybe it's not Michael Jackson?
Well, here's the thing. He died in 2009, right? The
yes.
album was released in 2010, so already people are like, hold on. But
surely he could have made music though and left it in the wings, waiting
left
to
it in
come.
The can.
Exactly, a lot of people have done that. But so three songs: Monster, Breaking News, and I want to dig down on the sound of his voice. Let's see if we can pick whether this actually was sung by him. The record label says no. This is Keep Your Head Up, one of the ones that have been removed from YouTube, Spotify, everywhere. They can't listen on an official platform. Here it is.
Keeping your head.
Okay, so the record label and Jackson's estate saying that's genuinely Michael.
That sounds like Michael to me.
Well, let's have a listen to Man in the Mirror back in the day. This is Michael Jackson for sure.
I saw us disregard a broken bottle top.
Obviously about 15 years between them. Mm-hmm. But
his voice did develop, though. He did change, much like his face. It changed a lot.
Well,
yes.
I mean, even Beyonce's new song, when I first heard it, I was like, oh, she sounds a little bit different.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just because there's been a few years between drinks in the same regard. I reckon that's Michael. People are saying that's not Michael.
People are saying that that's not Michael, these three songs, and they have disappeared off the internet now.
Wow. Where'd you get them from? The depths of the internet you trawled.
You know those people who just put up lyric videos?
Yeah.
Just like, I'm a big fan of this song.
Yeah.
They're still on YouTube.
Oh, they haven't been wiped.
But I wanted to play a Jackson impersonator because you might remember famously on the Simpsons episode where Michael Jackson featured, he really wanted to be on the show.
Yes.
So his speaking voice was on the show, but his singing voice was not allowed to be on the show. So they got an impersonator to sing this song.
Lisa, it's your birthday. God bless you this day.
Now can we hear Keep Your Head Up again? See if it sounds like this person.
Keeping your head up to the sky.
Oh, Jesus, that could be him.
It could. It does sound a bit like God. Him, yeah.
Now I don't know.
Now I don't know. Oh, there's also the South Park one. Let's hear that again. See if it was them.
Here I am, blanket.
See, that sounds like him. Which one is it?
Is it all him? Are none of them him?
I don't know.
There's only one him.
How many people sound like him?
I know, right?
I wouldn't have thought that's an easy voice to impersonate.
I know, but it seems as though it is.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Wow. Yeah. So now we can't get those songs anymore.
No.
I really like the sound of that new one.
Yeah. Keep your head up.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Never hear it again.
2010. Well, you can with those cool lyric videos.
Oh, okay, sure.
It's One Republic now on 106.9.
Boys, it would appear that if you are ever in crisis, Jay Farch is the one you call. Let's cast our minds back, Gilly, to September last year.
Yes.
Ducko threw his shoulder out. Who did his mum call to pick him up? Jay Farch.
I knew she had her number. And Morgan was at work and wasn't picking up. I was like, "There's no, I don't have another choice." So Mum just called Jess, tell her to come here.
I mean, I know you know that my husband is a very hard worker, but you could have called Gussie, but you didn't. You called Jay Farch.
She didn't have his number.
I came through with the goods then, and it's happened again over the weekend, boys.
I didn't do anything.
You didn't. Okay. Someone else obviously heard how good I handled you and your situation. And they're like, Jay Farch, top of mind.
Yeah.
11:30 p.m. Saturday night, right? We're talking late. Angus and I just finished watching La La Land. Ugh, what a shocking film. Angus was sitting on his laptop with headphones on watching The Wallabies.
Yeah.
Because we wanted to stay in the same room together, but we've only got the one TV. So that's just how we worked around it. Anyway, it's obviously getting late. It was miserable weather. We didn't go out. We're like, let's just go to bed. We're heading to bed and my phone starts ringing. 11:30 at night on a Saturday, it's usually one of two things.
Yeah.
One, it's a mistake, it's a drunk dial, whatever, or it's someone trying to get into one of the venues that my husband owns.
Yeah.
But this person wouldn't do that. Like, I know them and I'm like, nah, they're not a little, you know, club rat. My spidey senses start tingling.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, is everything all right? Jess, I've cut my finger off. Can you take me to the hospital, please?
What?
Oh, my God. So this person had been a bit merry at home.
Yeah.
Had a few, as I said, terrible weather. Yeah. Had a couple quiet ones at home. Got a hankering for a sandwich. So I was trying to cut a tomato.
It's a very weird hankering.
Isn't that a weird hankering? A tomato and avocado sandwich, apparently.
Really?
Didn't get to the bottom of whether they were going to toast it or not.
Yeah, was there any meat on that thing?
This person is vegan, so not even cheese on this thing.
Fair enough.
Anyway, has slipped and cut their finger off. This is what they're telling me. I live not far from them.
Okay.
Get in the car straight away. Gussie, get in the car, quick. The dog's fine. Let's go. We've got to save our friend. Yeah. Jump in the car. They're waiting out the front like a beach towel, essentially, wrapped around their finger. I'm like, oh, my God, it must be on with by a thread. Like, because he didn't have the yogurt tub with the tip of the finger.
So he's
just obviously holding it together. Get in the car, quick. We race to the MARTA, emergency department. He runs in, stumbles in. We're, you know, frantic. What do we do? We can't leave the car here if an ambulance comes. Anyway, we're waiting. He'll get in touch with us. It's okay, everyone. Just take a breath, whatever. About 15 minutes later, he comes back out. Obviously sobered up, quick smart, because of the shock and all that jazz and the bright lights of the ED. Comes back out. We're like, oh, Dal, what's happened? He goes, oh, shows us his finger. Just one little Band-Aid.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm like, what's happened? He goes, oh, she said I just sort of like sliced it a little bit. I'm like, stitches? Nah, no stitches. And when he'd asked her, should I look out for signs of infection I've done damage, I've sliced a tendon, will there be nerve damage? The nurse apparently looked at him and went, oh, Dal, I'd be surprised if anything comes of this, but you can just keep an eye on it.
Put the Band-Aid on. Take it off tomorrow, put another one on maybe.
Go to bed and we'll reconvene in the morning and send him on his merry way.
So maybe if you dip it in gangrene... It might get infected.
If you
otherwise
swirl it around some salt, it might sting a little bit. Maybe don't dip your finger in vinegar, but you'll be fine.
You'll be okay.
Anyway, dropped him back home and we were back in bed.
That's annoying for you guys.
Just past midnight. It is annoying, Ducko, but it just really solidifies the resume for, again, Jess Farchione.
Cool under pressure.
Cool under pressure. Yeah. Angus was sort of like, did I need to come for this? And I was like, the roads were very wet, Gussie.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't want
Your friend needed a Band-Aid on their finger.
My friend needed
if you were that
a Band-Aid.
Person, if you were that person who I've noticed you haven't named, which I'd really like you to name.
No, I don't. You know who I'm talking about, obviously.
I don't.
Oh, okay. I thought the vegan might give it away. No, no, we don't need to name him because he's already embarrassed enough as it is.
I was hoping if that was me and I'd done all that and I'd realised, I would actually probably stay in the hospital, find someone to cut my finger with even more. You know, don't just slice
jam it in the vending machine. Yeah, yeah.
Where do you find your pet when you get home?
Oh,
what weird things or weird places is your pet in or have they done when you get home?
What are they getting into?
Yeah. Little pandemic Pam. Mm. Well, not so little. Big gal. My dog, you guys know Pammy, obviously.
Yes.
Also, she started a Pupfluencer journey yesterday.
I did see.
Yep.
I did see you tagging. Was it some sort of popcorn?
Yeah.
Popcorn.
Popcorn. Yeah, yeah. My apologies.
Wash it down with a puppuccino.
She had popcorn. She got
You're
given
mixing it. Popcorn and puppuccinos. Oh, no. That'd wreak havoc on the tum.
And you know she only eats lean, too. So.
That's right.
She loved her popcorn.
This
Very
is some treat.
It.
Did she get to pick the movie last night?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah?
I left her
Snow Dogs, obviously.
On repeat.
On repeat.
Yeah, I think the fame's going to her head, though, the Insta fame. You know, I could tell. Yeah. Yeah.
Does she have a code?
Yeah.
Is it use Pam 15?
Use Pam 10 off your popcorn. Anyway, she's now taken to, I don't know if it's because it's a bit colder, obviously, being winter and stuff, but you know, Pam, it's Pam's house. We just live in it.
I was going to say, you leave the house available to her.
Yes.
The TV is on.
Yep.
The air con's on.
Yep.
Like, she's well looked after.
She is hooked up.
Yeah.
But now she's taken to, instead of lying on the couch with blankets and everything over the couch, because like, so she doesn't ruin her hair, goes everywhere. Instead of lying on the couch now, what she does is she goes behind the couch cushion. She like burrows behind the cushion and goes behind the cushion and the back arm of the couch and lies in the middle of that. So she's like wedged in between the cushions and the couch.
Oh, that sounds pretty nice.
It does sound cozy, doesn't it? Yeah. I'm seeing people do that. It's a bit of a trend online with people's babies. Have you seen that? They wedge them in between the couch cushion so they're upright.
Stay.
So they stay. So they're swaddled nicely.
Yeah, we used
gives
to
them
do
that nice cocoon.
Yeah.
And obviously it's warm and they're upright.
Two pillows wedged in the corner.
Yeah, that's essentially what she's doing to herself.
And I think it must be because she wants to keep warmer because there's like it looks like then she's got a bit of protection on both sides and she's like cuddled up in there. But
she's
every time
buffeted from the wind in your house.
Yeah. Yeah, I know it's very weird. She's very precious. But every time we come home, she like pops her head up and looks at us like she's guilty. Like, don't look at me for what I've done on the couch.
Wow.
It's very strange.
Finding herself a little nest.
A little nest,
There you go. Gianni hasn't taken to doing anything like that. The only thing is we've got cameras in the house, obviously for security slash spying on the dog. So we can watch him in the living room, but if he's never in the living room, I'm like, oh gosh, he must have gone into the bedroom.
Yeah.
So you come home and he kind of saunters. Yeah, it looks very guiltily.
Guilty,
out of the bedroom. And you can see that he's been up on the bed, just cuddled himself up there, not under the blankets or anything like that, but he's obviously been up there. You can see the divot where his butt's been.
Yes.
So he's just taking himself into the bedroom.
I was like thinking, like, what was their thought process? Like, they obviously had a thought to go, I'm going to wedge my way behind this couch. I'm going to go to bed. Like,
I know they're watching me on that camera over there. There's no cameras in the bedroom. I'm just
have some private time. I posted it on my story. A few people got in touch with me. Someone said, we always come home to our dog behind the fish tank, looking at us through the tank.
Oh my God, like that scene in Baz Luhrmann's Romeo and Juliet. You know, where they
goes behind the
through
tank.
The fish tank.
The forbidden love.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, it's so romantic.
Someone else said lying on top of his kennel. Like, we get home, he's on top of the kennel, just staring at us.
He just like, pounce up there.
Yeah.
Like Snoopy and Peanuts.
Exactly like that. Yeah, it's very odd.
A mate of mine had a dog that was an insane jumper and could jump over a regular size back fence.
Wow.
Like, ridiculous. Anyway.
Part kangaroo.
Yeah, so he was a tradie. He used to often go, like, to various places. But if there was ever a house on his street that he had a job in, his dog would suss him out, jump over all the fences until he got to the house that he was at. And his dog would often
just, like,
find him.
Sniff him out.
Yeah, like, follow his car or whatever. And he would get there. So,
wow.
He decided that he wanted to be able to play and stuff, but he also wanted him to stay in the yard. So he gave him quite a long rope around his neck so he could still run around the yard and stuff. Yep. Anyway, he came home one day and he saw that the fence, the rope was taut and over the other side.
No.
And so he quickly jumped the fence and ran around, and there was the dog, happy as Larry, on his hind legs. Just like, I'm so happy to see you. He jumped over the fence and the rope had just had enough length
oh my
that
God.
He could get over
without it actually causing him any distress on his neck.
Yep.
And that's where he found him. Just like, I'm so happy to see you. Wow, this is great. Oh, I might go back over. But he couldn't obviously jump back over.
Yes, yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yeah. God love them. 13, 10, 60. Where'd you find your pet when you got home? What were they up to, the big weirdos?
The big weirdos. When they think no one's looking, yeah, what are they doing? Rachel's in Clarencetown. Good morning, Rach.
Morning. How's it going?
Excellent. Thank you. Where have you found your pet?
So I've got like a 40-odd kilo Swiss Shepherd. Oof. And when I get home, he's scared of just about everything. If it's raining, I'll look out the back and I've got like a little coffee table out the back that's about 100 mil off the ground, and he dives underneath it, lifts the coffee table up, and then just sits underneath it with the coffee table balanced on his back.
Oh, yes.
That's the best. That's like kids who close their eyes, like, you can't see me. It's just, yeah, like, I'm hiding under here, you can't see me, it's fine.
The table balancing over his body. Yeah, they do get very scared in the rain, some,
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Bree and Walls End, where did you find your pet when you got home?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
Good,
thank you.
So good, Bri.
Good. Got home one day to find my American Staffy Cross Bullurb destroy our brand new lounge, and there was foam everywhere. After that happened, she ate that much cotton. We had to take her for emergency surgery to take a quarter of her small intestines out
because
she'd eaten,
God,
that much cotton up.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that was fun.
That sounds like a cheap trip as well.
Exactly, no, what's a little?
Yeah, right. Always.
After you pay the vet bill, then you got to go, oh, wait, we need a new couch,
yeah,
now, too.
Yeah.
Jeez.
But you love them.
Wade's in Tallara. Wade, you don't have a dog. What do you have?
Yeah, so I used to have a little bit of a pet snake who liked to be a little bit of a Houdini.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't something that I found at home. He escaped one day, and it was a couple of hours. We were like, we had looked for him, and then we had to drop Nan off to the airport to fly home. Mm-hmm. And then, so we dropped her off, and then all of a sudden we got a phone call from her. She was in a bit of hysterics. She'd gone through the carry-on luggage.
What, the snake?
And they'd scanned it, and they said to her, oh, you've got something funny, like, in your bag. We're going to have a look.
Oh, no.
And when they opened it up, they found my little python in her bag.
Shut up. So Gran's gone through security. Screaming. They're going, something's wriggling in this woman's bag.
Yuck.
We're going to have to call her to the side.
And it was just...
And my nan is petrified of snakes too, you know what I mean? Like, so when she found it, she was going off, so I copped her for weeks then.
And seemingly, the rules in that situation, because they always go, do you mind if I go through your bag? Like...
Yes, yeah, because just in case you contaminate anything extra, or find something extra.
I think that's one of those situations where they'd go, you can you can have a look at this one.
That was Nelly Snakes on a Plane. Your grandma, Nelly, just started the Snakes on a Plane.
Yes, lucky they caught it wriggling.
I know.
I wonder if those scanners can pick up live things. So it's like, bing, bing, there's something alive here.
Surely you can.
Because otherwise, wouldn't it just look like a cable or a cord or, you know?
Yeah. Do they? Snakes don't have spines, do they?
I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. There you go. That's interesting.
You know who'd know, Wade.
Wade would know.
Wade would know. But we should go to Prue.
Yes, let's go to Prue in Tangara Heights on 13 10 60. Wrap us up here, Prue. Where'd you find your pet?
So he was an escape artist, and he got out, went to the local shopping centre, went into Woolies, went to the meat department,
got
himself a leg of lamb. And the ranger picked him up sitting at the front of the
shopping
centre with the leg of lamb.
Wait a minute. Did someone give him the leg of lamb or just take it off the shelf?
He went into the meat department and took it. The butcher had to call the ranger to come and get him.
To be fair, if I'm seeing a confident, what sort of dog do you have, Prue?
Black Labrador.
If I'm seeing a confident black lab just strutting around, I'd be like, yes, this
happy
is completely normal. Do you know what I mean?
You have the leg of ham.
Yes.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Meat prices these days, it's probably worth teaching him to do that.
Well, the ranger said when he put him in the back of the car to take him to the RSPCA, he said, I put the lamb in there with him because he'd obviously worked really hard to get it.
Okay. Trending right now at hits.com.au.
Lots of Drake news over the last few days on this show.
Oh, yeah, he had that impersonator guy challenge him to a boxing match.
Izzy Drake. Well, Backstreet Boy fans got a huge surprise at the group's concert because they're in his hometown of Toronto, Drake's hometown, that is.
The Backstreet Boys in Toronto doing a show.
Yeah. And all of a sudden they welcome Drake onto the stage to sing this banger.
The one,
might not hear it, but Drake is in there singing I Want It That Way, blended in with a little bit of Hold On, We're Going Home.
Oh.
Just mixed in between it.
There it's you go. Cool. That must be the best part about living in a place where a superstar is from. You go, maybe they'll come out. You know what I mean? They live
Drake
here.
There.
Yeah. That's
very
awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
It is pretty cool. But if you're a diehard Backstreet Boys fan, you'd be like, I want to hear them sing this song.
I know. Yeah. That's one of their biggest. Yeah. One of their best.
Don't steal it, Drake.
Mm.
Yeah.
Especially if he's doing the Tell Me Why bits.
Yeah. Tell me why.
Oh, you can't take that off.
Yeah. Nick Carter.
Was that Nick who did that bit?
That's only one I know. Bass. Is that that?
I don't know.
100% Bass. Trending right now. As I said, the defib machine over at Channel 7 working overtime. I hope that thing's on charge permanently.
Also, Bass is in sync.
He's in NSYNC. I was about to say that, but I didn't want to step on your story.
What about Tony? Was it Tony?
I don't know.
Who cares? Let's get to the defib challenge.
Let's get to the defib. So firstly, they took the defib and went clear on Big Brother.
Yep.
They took it from Channel 10 and revived it. Is it finished now?
I think
it still
so.
On?
I don't know, actually.
Who won?
I don't know.
Reggie? Did Reggie win again?
I don't know if she did.
Anyway, so they revived Big Brother
and
they put it back on. Now there's news that they've taken a cold ice bucket and awoken Australian Idol.
Not the OG.
Oh, you've gone with Guy. You didn't have any Damien Leith in the system.
Hey, that guy has made a big living out of the adult contemporary scene.
Oh, yeah? No Hayley Warner?
No, don't have any Warner.
No Marty?
No.
What about Mutto? You got no any Mutto in the
system. Which one was Mutto?
Shane Mutton or something?
No, it was Guy Mutto.
Guy
Mutton. Rob Mills from season one?
Yeah,
it was Mills. He was in season one.
Was he in season one?
The Australian Idol Wikipedia is working overtime today.
What about Buddy?
Robbed!
Robbed! And I got the original Australian Idol theme. Will they run with this?
Remember this? This was back in the day we were all watching the same thing.
Yeah.
They were the days, weren't they?
There was so much to talk about. Like, even Gilly, we were just talking in the song that you've just finished a show on Stan called Hacks.
Yeah.
I finished it maybe 3 weeks ago. I can't even remember some of the stuff you were talking about.
I know.
You can't talk to your friends about anything anymore.
I know. I don't want to lament that sort of stuff, but it really is sad that we don't have collective experiences at anywhere near as much anymore.
Exactly. So maybe with Australian Idol, we will, because we'll all be watching the journey. This is interesting, though. Only people between 15 and 28 they are asking for this year. They want you to send in a video of you singing, and then you can maybe get into the part where you will go in front of the judges. No word yet on who the judges will be.
Is Dicko coming back?
Well, maybe Dicko.
Mark Holden.
Maybe, or maybe they'll get some alumni from the seasons. You
Touchdown.
Know, maybe an M. Russiano, maybe a Mutto, maybe a Kate DeRouge.
Maybe. Marsha Hines might be back.
Oh, what about the Young Divas? They might all come back. Oh, no, Jess Malboy's too busy for that.
Yeah.
But there you go, AustralianIdolCasting.com.au. If you missed out the OG series on Channel 10, Channel 7 wants to give you a crack to become the next superstar.
Oh, it's like The Voice. You will become a superstar if you win.
Absolutely. Harrison Craig is the highlight of the Carols in the Domain. You remember Harrison
Craig? I remember Harrison Craig.
I love it's Harrison Craig.
They wheel them all out for the Christmas carols and stuff.
They do.
Like,
they do.
Okay, the Idol's coming back.
It's coming back to Channel 7.
Can we pretend we're 28 and enter?
Yeah, let's go for
we
it.
We could. I don't know if you can get away with that, babe.
I'll do it for the team.
I just had a haircut. Hit
106.9 10K Alphabet. Oh, yes. You know how it works. You have 30 seconds to answer 10 questions, all starting with the same letter. Have to take your first answer. You can't use the same one twice. If you're unsure of the question, just say pass and we'll come back to you if there's time. Stepping up today from Singleton, we've got Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Oh, bloody stunned, Jess. What are we doing with $10,000?
Hopefully it'll help me with my working holiday. I'm taking off over to the UK for 6 months.
Oh, six months.
Wow.
Bang. What are you doing over there for work?
Potentially receptionist work, either in hotels or there's a kids camp group over there that's also looking of interest.
Mm. This is great, because the UK, what a great spot. Just duck off for weekends all around Europe.
Yeah.
100%, and that and I also can speak their language too, so.
Yes, that's very helpful. All right, well, one thing stands between you and some bougie European getaways.
Yes.
It's the letter R, babe, solid letter. R for Rutherford.
Righto.
All right, okay. Happy with that?
Yep, let's go.
Good. Your time will start after the first question, starting with the letter R. We need you to name a band.
Pass.
A cartoon character.
Pass.
A sport.
Rowing.
A gemstone.
Ruby.
An alcoholic drink.
Rum.
A bird.
Robin.
A colour.
Red.
A type of music.
Reggae.
A mammal.
Pass.
A clothing brand. Oh, God, she picked up.
She did pick up.
She
sure
did.
The sail was wet.
Oh,
yeah.
Damn.
Like a tank, you know? Slow start.
Awesome.
Yeah. Really rolling fast.
Like a steam train, if you will, Mr. Gill.
Yeah. Don't mind.
Toot, toot. Am I right? No, that's the car. Don't say chugger, chugger.
Choo, choo.
Choo, choo, like a gilly.
Yeah.
Wrong sound.
All right. Well, you got six. Well done. Oh. And you got a double pass to the preview screening of Where the Crawdads Sing.
Oh, nice.
Strut into luxury and gold class at Event Cinemas. Katara, a band, Red Hot Chili Peppers, a cartoon character, Roger Rabbit, a mammal, rabbit, raccoon, a clothing brand. I mean, R.M. Williams, Rip Curl, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, sorry, Jess. When do you take off on your trip?
In November.
All right. Well, okay. Safe travels. Have a great time.
Thank you so much, guys. Have a good day.
You enjoy it. Nick, Jess, and Duncan.